Hawley, Attorney General Merrick Garland must resign after raid on Trump's home. By Amy Furr on August 9, 2022. Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, said Attorney General Merrick Garland must step down or be impeached following the raid on former President Donald Trump's home. At a minimum, Garland must resign or be impeached. The search warrant must be published. Christopher Wray must be removed. And the FBI reformed top to bottom, he wrote in a social media post Tuesday. In another post, Hawley specifically blasted the raid by Joe Biden's FBI at the residence of a former president, noting Trump is Biden's chief political opponent. The raid by Joe Biden's FBI on the home of a former president who is also Biden's chief political opponent is an unprecedented assault on democratic norms and the rule of law. Biden has taken our republic into dangerous waters, he wrote. On Monday, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, vowed to launch an investigation into Garland and the raid on Trump's home. McCarthy declared, "I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar," he concluded. Meanwhile, Laura Trump said during an interview on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight that her father-in-law's home being raided by FBI agents ought to make American citizens deeply concerned. Laura stated, "I have spoken to my father-in-law. I got to tell you, you know, he's as shocked as anybody. I think for someone and anyone quite frankly who loves this country and believes in America, this should shake you to your core. What has happened today, this is a very clear demarcation in the history of America. Never before, as many of our guests have already talked about, have we seen something like this happen, where an unannounced raid by the FBI is conducted on a former president of the United States," she added. "Think about this, if this is what they're able to do to the former president of the United States, think about what they could do to you, to anybody in America," Laura concluded.